Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. We are going to talk today about the Folds of Honor. Folds of Honor is a foundation that provides academic scholarships to the families of fallen or disabled military members and first responders. It has distributed over 8,400 scholarships valued at more than $39 million for the 23-24 academic year. Since it started in 2007, Folds has provided over 51,000 scholarships worth about $240 million. A total of 90% of all funds raised go directly to scholarships. Folds of Honor started in a garage in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, by Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, founder and CEO of Folds of Honor. They wanted to make a difference, but never dreamed they'd reach this landmark. Through the organization, they have experienced record-breaking years for applications and distributed scholarships, but 3,000 qualified applicants went unfilled because of lack of funding. And with us today is Gracie Parrish Miller. She's part of the Speakers Bureau for Folds of Honor, and she's going to tell us about her story and more about Folds of Honor. And Gracie, we want to welcome you to Around Town.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, tell us your story, Gracie, if you would, please.
Yeah. I found myself as a 29-year-old widow on December 31st, 2017. And I don't think that is any way that anyone wants to wake up on New Year's Eve morning is to the sound of a fist pounding your front door at 7:55 in the morning. And it was just by God's grace that my two little girls at the time, ages 4 and 16 months, would still be asleep at almost 8 a.m. And any parent knows that is a walking miracle right there. But that was God's grace for me that I would be in a deep sleep. I would get a good night's sleep because he knew I would not sleep for days after that. And the reason why is because my 29-year-old husband, daddy of two little girls, been married for 8.5 years. He would be on call, or he would be working the last day of his shift. He was supposed to get off work on December 31st, and we would spend our weekend together, our first New Year's Eve together in several years, as he had been in law enforcement. But he wouldn't come home that day. Instead, he would run into the arms of Jesus, and that would be his final resting spot. And I didn't realize that when I went to sleep and I tucked in my little girls and I said goodbye to my husband of 8.5 years at 29 years old, that would be the last moment that I would see him. But he would go on a call as a deputy with Douglas County Sheriff's Office here in Denver, Colorado. And he would go to assist a man, but that man did not want help. It was a premeditated attack and an ambush on my husband, as well as those that was working with him. Unfortunately, my husband would be shot down and killed that morning in that apartment complex. And the three other deputies that were with him would be wounded, but would survive. And that was the beginning of the next chapter in my life that I never expected. I expected to raise two little girls with Zach, to be a cop wife, to have this marriage that I had watched play out in my parents and my grandparents that I so desperately wanted, but it would all be cut short at 29 years old. And I would soon find myself as a law enforcement widow. And not just, I mean, yes, I was a law enforcement widow. I was just part of this small statistic, but it was on December 31st with a young family in a Bedford community that had not seen a deputy be literally lost in the line of duty in over 20 years. This was a shock to the community. It was a mental health issue. It was a gun violence issue. And it soon became national television. My face was on Good Morning America and every local TV show. President Trump tweeted me. There was this radical way where my life didn't just go from quiet suburban mom. I mean, my bread and butter was making macaroni and cheese and setting up play dates for my little girls. I was the preschool mom drop off. My idea of a good time was a hot cup of coffee and silence. And I went from that to not just like I've lost my husband and that's radical enough. It's radical enough to have your life obliterated, your husband murdered on New Year's Eve morning, and to be a single mom to a 4-year-old and a 16-month-old. But then on top of all of that, I would be dealing with the publicity that would come from my husband's death and the radical viewpoints that would come, because it didn't just include mental health, it also included gun violence. And that put me at the epicenter at 29 years old of this massive realization that my life was something a part of so much bigger than I had not realized.
Gracie, how about the background of your husband? He started out as a just a law enforcement officer, correct?
Well, he got a degree in sales and had decided that he was going to pursue the 9-to-5, Monday to Friday, white picket fence dream. And he was in banking. And it was when I was 12 weeks pregnant with Caroline that he would come home and have this almost like midlife crisis of like, I can't do this all day. I'm about to be provider of a family. I got to pursue my dreams. I've always wanted to be a cop. And that is not what you tell your pregnant wife when she's in her first trimester.
That's
that
true.
You suddenly want to go from the safe desk job to law enforcement. But he did. And I can tell you that I had never seen Zach more alive than when he was in law enforcement. He loved his job. He loved it with every fiber of his being. Like, it truly brought him great joy to do what he did.
Well, did he then join the SWAT team with the law enforcement bureau?
He desperately wanted to. And he was at Castle Rock Police Department, which is a smaller police department in our area. And that's where he started out. And he was the guy that was just a go-getter and driven on the job. He was ready to get the bad guys off the streets. He wanted to make our streets safer. And as a new cop, you work graveyards all the time. You work all holidays. So Zach just made it his mission to take bad guys off the streets. And he had this discernment that he just knew if someone was lying to him and they had drugs in the vehicle, he knew. And for whatever reason, like, Zach was known for getting a hat trick. He would tell me when he'd go to work, like, I'm going to get a hat trick tonight. He'd arrest three people in one night. Sometimes cops will go days without arresting someone. But that was just Zach. I mean, you can picture him, this like shaved head, looking like a military guy. And he just loved his job. And he loved to get the bad guys off the streets. He was an adrenaline junkie. He loved adrenaline, risk, adventure. And so he wanted to go SWAT. He had his eyes set. He needed something more intense. But Castle Rock wasn't going to offer that as well as he really thought that Douglas County Sheriff's Office could. Like, he needed a bigger fishbowl. So he transferred to Douglas County Sheriff's Office just 7 months before he would be killed. And he was excited to try out for the SWAT team in the coming months. And he didn't get that opportunity. And after his passing, they did give him like an honorary membership into their SWAT group. And they all wear patches, which is really cool because some of these guys weren't even cops when Zach died. And now they're cops and they're SWAT guys and they're wearing a patch to remember and honor Zach. But no, he did not get to achieve that goal of being on SWAT. But that was his ultimate desire, was to climb the ranks and to be a part of that.
So after going through all of that and bearing all this sad news, how did you get involved with the Folds of Honor, Gracie?
Yeah, I got connected with this incredible organization for widows called Never Alone Widows, and they're based out of Atlanta. And their founder, Rachel, she just really ministered to me, and she gave me so much hope for my future that my life was not over like I had really thought it was. I mean, that my children's lives were not over. And it would be through Rachel, who is a part of Folds of Honor, that she would bring me in. Because at the time, Folds of Honor was just for military. It was not for first responders. And that was hard as a first responder widow, because you see these incredibly deserving Gold Star families. I mean, Gold Star families are incredible, and I love them, and they deserve every ounce of support that they get and more. But as a first responder widow, I'm feeling like my husband is here, boots on the ground here locally, keeping us safe. Why are there limited resources available to those of us who have paid the ultimate sacrifice? And especially for my children, watching these Gold Star children receive scholarships, but my girls, nothing. And it would be when Folds of Honor would say, hey, we're going to make this. We're going to go for first responders as well. I got a phone call from my dear friend, Rachel, and she said, you got to be a part of this. This is an incredible organization. And that, to know that there's this body of people in the United States that see first responder families, and that to me is America. That is this group of patriots that say, we love you and we will not forget your sacrifice. Like, your loss is not in vain. And so Folds of Honor as an organization, incredible. Like the people from the top down are the most genuine, loving people. But they represent United States of America. They represent the people who are giving to Folds of Honor, who say, "We see you. We see you, Caroline, my 10-year-old now. We see you, Evie, who's now in first grade and seven. Like, we see you, and your loss is not forgotten, and we are going to honor his legacy." That is what Folds of Honor has been to me and to my girls, and that it's just the greatest gift. It's truly the greatest gift to be able to send my girls to an incredible school because of Folds of Honor, because of the citizens of America who want to support me.
When you started with Folds of Honor, did they eventually reach out to you, or did you have to make contact with them, Gracie?
They reached out to me, and my girls were actually the very first responder recipients for Folds of Honor, which was an amazing opportunity for them to be. But any first responder widow can reach out to Folds of Honor. They can go to their website and submit an application for their children to get a scholarship. And this is not just K through 12th grade. This goes for college, master's degree. This also goes for the widow. I could apply for a scholarship to go back to school and to have a part of my schooling paid for by Folds of Honor. That's where I want first responder widows to know that this organization is for them and behind them. And maybe someone's listening that's not a first responder widow, but they know a friend of a friend that they can pass this on, because the burden that we carry as first responder widows to support our children, especially when we're so young, it's such an incredible burden to take care of them, to think about schooling for them on top of everything else. I mean, just to know that someone's like, "I've got your back." And in first responder language, we call it like, "I've got your six." And like, they literally have each other's back. And I heard Zach say that. There's t-shirts and slogans and keychains that say, "I've got his six," and it's got his call sign on it. And when Zach died, I thought, well, who's got my six?
Right.
Like,
right.
Really? Right. Who does? And to be honest, I have amazing family and friends and community here. But it's not the same. It's not the same as your husband that's coming home with a paycheck and that emotional and physical support. It's not the same. And that's, Folds of Honor cannot replace my husband, but they can offer me an incredible gift of supporting my daughters going to school. And also, my girls get to know that it's Folds of Honor that's doing it. I share that with them. Like, you're able to go to this school because of Folds of Honor. Because people honor that your daddy was a hero.
So there's Folds of Honor, then they support not only you, but the children, and they make educational process available too?
Yeah, they made, it's available to me as an educational scholarship, and my girls receive an educational scholarship every year to attend a private school. It's also for homeschooling families too. It can help pay for your curriculum for that as well, or if your child is in a public school and you don't have a private school tuition, that scholarship money can be used for like educational purposes of like tutoring or different things. It truly can be used by any first responder family that's experienced line of duty death.
We're going to pause for just a minute, Gracie, to remind everybody they're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Give you a chance to take a sip of your coffee and get yourself back in order here. Well, tell us more about the work that they're doing, that they're showing, that you see with your family, with your kids, and how they're helping others. So people out there that are listening that may be in the same situation, that they could feel some comfort in what Folds of Honor does through your experience.
Yes. It's this incredibly valuable opportunity to be a part of something where other people can say me too, and you can show your kids that there's people out there that truly love them and that see their sacrifice. Because my girls experienced murder at 4 years old and 16 months old. That's something that we don't really talk about with 4 year olds and 16 month old. But they knew that it was another man that took their daddy's life. And I think that breaks a trust with people for a young age, where you suddenly go, "It was a stranger that killed my daddy. Can I trust anyone?" Obviously, I talk about stranger danger and all of that.
Sure.
But there's this loss that my girls felt. And especially knowing that he was a cop, he was killed for being a cop. It was nothing else that he had done besides just putting on the badge to protect people. And so for my girls to experience seeing that it's not just this organization that's doling out checks, it is that in essence, but behind that stands thousands and thousands of people who make a donation to Folds of Honor and say, we believe in you. And we want to make sure that kids like Caroline and Evie have the opportunity to go to school at this like incredible school, or that their curriculum can be paid for through homeschool, or that they can get tutoring that they need. And that, to me, that is what is even more powerful than sending my kids to an incredible school. It's showing them that there are some people out there that really don't like cops, that really don't like them. But even more than that, there's more people out there that support our first responders, that love them, and that see the work that they do, and they're grateful for it. And I want my girls more than anything at the end of the day to remember that there is so much good in humanity, and that there are so many people that do see their loss and they feel for them. I think that is what I want my girls to remember, and that is what they are learning through Folds of Honor. So they are going to school because of Folds of Honor, but they are also seeing that there are so many people out there that are good and who really appreciate first responders. Because on your worst day, you're calling 911. That it would have been my husband running in to help you. We need our first responders. We need that support, and we need to honor the sacrifice that they do on the daily, and sometimes the ultimate sacrifice of their lives.
Well, you're talking about military, you're talking about police, you're talking about firefighters, you're talking about paramedics. They're all first responders, and they're all doing a job. They're dedicated to their job, and it's in their hearts and in their overall character to be able to help others, and that's what they feel they're on this earth for, to be able to help others. And that's a calling for a lot of those people.
Yeah, it really is. It wasn't something that Zach just thought like, I will have more fun if I go be a cop and I'll leave my 9-to-5 job. He felt truly called to it. And that's where like he was the most alive as a police officer. He loved it. He loved his job. He did not like writing tickets, but he loved his job. He loved helping people. He loved that one-on-one interaction with these people on their worst days. I remember a story that he told me where he was driving someone in who he had arrested, and this guy was sitting in the back seat, obviously handcuffed. And I remember Zach told him in the car, he said, all of us make mistakes. All of us have fallen at times. Use this opportunity to be your rock bottom. Use it to change your life around, to change the decisions that you're making. Like, you don't own that, like, I'm a bad person because I am getting arrested. Choose to be better. Choose to make this. And I just thought, like, wow, how incredible this is, that he's using his car as truly like a ministry platform where he's able to try to expand, give them hope that all of us make mistakes. Choose to do better. Make a change in this. That was the kind of cop that he was. He gave, there was a couple that was older, and they were, their car was broken down on the side of the road. And they sent me a letter after Zach died, and they said, hey, we want to let you know of this story that we had with your husband. And I didn't hear all the stories that came home when Zach was coming home from work. I mean, he didn't download everything, but I found this out after his passing, that their car was broken down the side of the road and it was dark. They were lost and they didn't know where to go. And Zach helped them out, and he helped them get a tow truck, and he helped them stay warm in his patrol car. And he really took care of them, and it made a lasting impact on them that they would send me a letter. And that was who Zach was. He helped pay for a hotel room for a homeless guy on the streets when it was really cold. And the clerk at the hotel registration desk was so moved by it that he split the cost with Zach.
Like, wow. That's awesome. That is awesome.
That's who he was, and that's the legacy that Folds of Honor is honoring.
Well, sure. And, you know, and that's going to be passed down to his daughters, too, because that's in their blood, you know, his personality and what he's done and what he had completed during his time on this planet. And
yeah.
for those that are wondering where to go, they would go to www.foldsofhonor.org if they want to make donations. Is that correct?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay, well, I'll give that to you one more time to everybody. www.foldsofhonor.org. They are a 501c3 organization, so it's tax deductible. So to help make your donations to help others, all first responders and military. I think overall, it's really a story that it's nice for people to hear because it's a beginning, it's a middle, and it's also not the end yet because you still have a long way to go. But you're moving on. That's the most important thing, Gracie.
Yeah, we got to move forward. I once heard this story that if you choose to run into the darkness, you will find the sunrise faster. And that if so, I challenged myself to, instead of running after the memories and the sun setting on my life with Zach, I was going to choose to run the opposite direction. I was going to run into all the pain and all the darkness because I believed that that's where I would see the sunrise first. And I can say it has been grueling and exhausting, but I also have seen the sunrise in my life. And I can say that my life has continued on and that there is a plan for my life. My life is not over and my girls' lives are not over. And I've seen redemption and I've experienced love again. I've seen the power of prayer. And that is, I think if anyone out there that's listening, that's going through a really hard time, just know that it's not over. It's
well,
really not over.
You know, I think too, that you probably have seen in one of your daughters, his personality, because
yes.
the little quirks that he had, you probably see one of the girls, both of the girls maybe, but probably one of the girls has
yes.
his little quirks that you're probably seeing right now.
Yep. Oh yeah. It's crazy. She literally is a female version of her dad from her mannerisms. So she walks, the way that she holds her hands, her goofy side of her, the way that she dances. I'm like, you don't have any memories with him besides what I have on my phone of videos and photos. But yet you are a walking, like, true lineage. You are his daughter, my friend.
Right.
To see how my youngest, who is 16 months old, she has specific things that she likes to eat just like he did. And I think that is the greatest gift to me as well as his parents, to see that he's still alive in these two girls.
Well, when you see that, you have to chuckle when you see that because it brings back these memories of him.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. It's so funny to watch in there. Sometimes I'm like, of course, I am here left to raise your two daughters, and you are not here to watch this play out in the good and the bad. But it's a gift. It's truly a gift to be their mom. I have learned so much and grown so much as being Zach's wife and his widow. And as hard as everything has been, I wouldn't trade it. And that sounds so crazy for me to say that, but I have learned so much and I've grown through this adversity that I wouldn't trade it.
Well, Glenn Greenspan's the media contact, and you're part of the Speakers Bureau, so I'm sure there's probably many men and women out there that are part of the Speakers Bureau. Yeah. Is that correct?
Oh yeah, there's several, many of us, over 25 of us, that we go to different events across the nation speaking and sharing our story to raise awareness for Folds of Honor, to raise awareness for kids like ours, so that more kids out there can have the support that Folds of Honor can offer them.
Well, the amount of money that Folds of Honor has raised is super spectacular. I mean, it's almost hard to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking, you know, $240 million. That's a lot of money.
It's incredible. And that just goes to show that there's so many patriots out there that love our nation and that love our first responders and military.
Are there any scholarships where the kids have now graduated that are still available?
Scholarships for kids that have graduated from, like, their bachelor's
degree? Right, that still, that now are thankful to Folds of Honor, and they're speaking on Folds of Honor behalf?
They are, yes. We have some speakers that are Folds of Honor recipients that go and are able to share their story of losing their parent and then how Folds of Honor has blessed them. And that, those are stories that bring me to my knees because I see my girls in them. And Folds of Honor doesn't just offer a scholarship K through 12. They offer it for your your bachelor's degree, your master's degree, and forward. That's an incredible gift. If someone thinks like, oh, it's too late for me, no, it's not. It is not too late.
Well, that's pretty awesome, I think, overall. And we want to certainly thank you for the time you spent with us today, Gracie, and telling
yeah,
us
thank
all
you
about
for having me.
You know, tell us about Folds of Honor. That's really a worthwhile organization, and we thank you for that time. And remind all of our listeners, you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to Huntley Radio, communityradio.com, contact us. For more information, go to my show. We can hear it streaming there. And if you have any questions, please let us know. And thank you again, Gracie, for joining us. And to everybody out there, have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you.